Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Had one of the greatest workouts I have had in months this morning. And I've said this before. One of the many things I love about this show is when I get inspired about a topic or something that has happened, I will go do a show immediately when it's fresh on my mind and I'm passionate about it. And that goes for today, as does with most shows. Sometimes I have things scheduled, interviews and topics, but most often I want to talk about it when I'm feeling it. And I'm feeling it. Had one of the greatest workouts this morning. You know what it was? I ran in a tropical storm. I have not seen rain, felt rain, seen flooding in my area the way I did this morning. And I had the greatest 7.5, 7.5 mile run in the thick of it. And that's why today's show is about why you should run or walk. I'm going to throw bike in there, but with an asterisk as well, in the rain. So many reasons. And I'm saving the obvious one, the one I just alluded to, for last. But there's so many reasons that you should get outside in that inclement weather and get in a great workout. And again, that can be walking. That can be running. That can be biking. And hey, if you want to get out on the water, whatever you like to do, to not do it in the quote unquote perfect conditions. And that will lead to some of my points as well. But let me start with the safety issue. Have to go there. Have to. First and foremost, it's all about safety, right? So don't be stupid and don't get injured and don't get hurt. That goes without saying. And that goes for working out in the heat and all of the other inclement, challenging conditions. You got to be smart. So listen, I have trained through the cold for decades. At 52, I don't like to do that as much. So today it was definitely over 70 degrees. So rainy and hot, I love. Rainy and cold, not doing it. Not doing it as much. Not doing it unless I'm specifically training for something or I'm in a race itself. And I even avoid those. That's why I go to Malaysia and South Korea and places like that. Because when I do a triathlon or something like that, especially triathlon, when I get out of the water, the temperature has to be way above my age. I don't like being cold, but I train in it. I used to do it a lot, but safety first. So hypothermia, we don't want that. So today, hot and just torrential rain. But with that torrential rain, there was not wind. So there weren't branches falling. You didn't have to worry about that. Didn't have to worry about power lines down. So safety first. You know, this is a great topic to say, hey, on a day like today, you could stay inside, obviously, and get on the treadmill, your elliptical, great reason to take it indoors, but not necessarily. Not necessarily. Greatest workout in months. But be cautious, be smart. So the conditions were perfect for a different, challenging, ridiculously enjoyable workout. And I'll talk about biking, but if you're a triathlete, if you're a cyclist, you can't control the conditions if you're training for something specifically. And I'll get to that. So yes, you pick your days and your conditions and your courses, by the way. You know, I bike the same course for the most part. I have a couple that I've done for many years that I know like the back of my hand. And it can be mentally challenging at times, but it's safer for me. It's safer. So safety first, safety first, safety first. Have to come out of the gate talking about that. But once those issues are not issues, it was just wet. It was hot and wet. Crazy wet. All right? So why should you run or walk or bike or do whatever you like to do outside when it's pouring rain? Quick break, and I'll get to those points. We'll be right back. All right, a different topic, but this is exactly what I bring to you. We're going to talk about the hacks and all the typical stuff. And I also wanted you to know and realize that even at 52, I'm walking the walk, I'm running the run, and I'm doing it all the time in all the conditions. Okay? First point, why should you work out in the rain? Because you can't only do it when it's nice out. You can't only work out when conditions are perfect. You know, I'm getting ready to do my 22nd annual Nantucket Beach Fitness Camp. 22nd! And it should be the 23rd, missed last year because of COVID. But for over 20 years, while on vacation, I've been running this camp. 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, on the beach in the morning. One of the most incredible things I have done out of nothing, created out of nothing. And one of the questions that I answer on the website, frequently asked questions, is what happens if it rains? We exercise for all the reasons I'm going to get to. And the one I'm bringing up right now, you can't only do it when it is perfect. It's not how it works. And we're not made of sugar. So if you get wet, you get wet. Let me throw in, by the way, thunder and lightning. We don't exercise when it's thundering and lightning either. Dangerous, right? Be smart. Wasn't an issue this morning. And that would be the only conditions when I would cancel my Nantucket camp. It has never happened. And the running joke is, and I say this to the handful of younger participants at camp, it never rains on my camp. It has, but it's not a big deal. It's warm. It's an incredible location. And you get wet. All right? So we can't only work out when it's perfect. That's not how life works. And all of this is tied into life, as I will get to as well. Okay, second point. So the obvious is the first. Can't only do it. If you only do it when it's perfect, we're not going to be in very good shape. We're not going to be very healthy. Yes, you can stay inside, and that's up to you, but I encourage you to get out for these reasons. The second one being, chances are on a day like today, when it's tropical storm, super dark, you're going to be inside, you're going to move less. You're going to move less. So when we're talking about weight gain, weight loss, it is a really smart idea to start your day with exercise. Now, again, final time I'll say, you could do it inside if you want, of course, but you need to do it. And it can be totally different in so many ways when you get outside to do it. So less movement, you darn well better get your workout in. Okay? And that's for the body. And another thing to think about on a day like today is not only are you moving less, you're inside, what are you? You're going to be more likely to eat, to have access to food. It's dark. You're not going outside. You're going to move less. You're going to eat more. And then let's talk about the mental side to that. You know, it's connected to SAD, seasonal affective disorder. You know, dark makes people what? More depressed, more likely to move less and eat more. So again, on a dark day like today, starting your day with a crazy, fun, different workout is a really smart thing. And when you start your day with exercise, you're going to have that better mood. And that's important if you're a parent who's going to be stuck inside with kids, going to be better able to deal with that. So both for the psychological and the physiological reasons, really good idea to get in a different workout on a day like today to combat those things in life that work against you. Not genetics. This is that common sense stuff. This is the stuff I bring to you on this show that you're not going to hear most other places. All right, so start your dark day the right way. And point number three, and I've already kind of touched on it, they're all connected. It is different. So people say, oh my gosh, boring. Exercise is boring. Getting on the treadmill, getting on the elliptical. You're absolutely right. For most people, absolutely, which is why we have all of these ways to disassociate. Music, TV, never been a better time to disassociate. Coached workouts, live workouts. I mean, come on. So that, it's boring. That's out the window. And go out the door if you want different. If you want change, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. But yes, it's different. So important. How often do I talk about variation on Fitness Disrupted? How important it is for our bodies and our minds. And this is yet another way to provide variation to your movement, to your exercise, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to slowly get away from that term exercise. Negative connotation for so many people. All right. Really important point. So you say, okay, I'm going outside. I'm not going to work out inside. What's the big difference? Well, you're going to get really important, valuable experience with the elements, with being outside. And this goes for those of you who are recreational athletes, those of you who are just trying to be healthy, all the way up to the super competitive athletes, those marathoners, half marathoners, triathletes, Spartan race, all of those people, all of you, you get really important experience with the elements. You know, if you are a biker, someone who likes to just cycle, and you get caught in a rainstorm, as happens, it can be dangerous, right? So having that experience with how to handle a bike, how to run, you know, and be cautious with footing and it being more slippery and things like that, getting experience with the elements. It's important for everybody. You know, I love competing and doing all the races I have done around the world for so many reasons. And over the years, you know, I don't really look at the weather the way other people do. I don't look at the weather the way most people do. First of all, what I learned years ago when I was training, you know, harder, although I'm getting back to it now, and now that the kids are older. So let's say, okay, I have to do, you know, a 100-mile bike ride for an Ironman. And you look at the weather and the weather report says, you know, it's going to be ridiculously bad conditions, thunder, lightning, cold, whatever. So you don't plan it. And then Saturday rolls around, Sunday rolls around, and those conditions aren't the conditions. So you learn, you know, obviously weather reports are inaccurate at best. But when it comes to racing, you can't control, I'm getting ahead of myself, the weather. So I look at the weather not to see what the weather is going to be, to say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's going to rain or blah, 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 and woe is me. No, just to see what to wear. What equipment do I need? If I'm running, if I'm doing a marathon, if I'm doing a triathlon, if I'm doing an adventure race, what are the elements going to be so I can prepare accordingly? But I'm not going to worry because it might not happen. I'm just going to prepare to be ready for it. And in fact, when I'm truly competing, because I train in all of these conditions, I want it to be challenging. This goes to the sports psychology, the mental side, the self-talk, the visualization. And I love that many of you are reaching out to me now, talking about how you are all over this side of competition and just part of your workouts, the self-talk, how important the mental side is. But the vast majority of people don't train in it. And they worry. And they have negative self-talk. And so when it is challenging, the conditions, the temperature, the rain, all of that stuff, it's a negative to most people. So it's going to be easier for those of us who embrace it. Okay? And we have never had, as I said earlier, a more perfect time to work out, more perfect elements, right? You've got a fan inside, you've got air conditioning, you've got your TV, you're just perfect. You're running on the treadmill, everything just feels great. Totally controlled, perfect conditions. Well, that's great because we want to be comfortable. But if you're someone who is competing, that can be a problem on race day if you've only trained in those conditions. And we are all competing in the same conditions, as I will get to. So when people worry, and I used to coach charity, four events, people would say, Tom, look at the wet. Who cares? Everyone has to deal with it. The conditions and the course are the same for everyone. All right, final break, and we're going to get into the final couple points that are the most important. And again, this is not just for the competitive. This is for all of you. It's actually, I would argue, more powerful for those of you who are the walkers, the fitness enthusiasts, the people who are just trying to figure it out. So I'm going to talk about one of my favorite topics coming up, self-efficacy. We'll be right back. And we are back. Let me just say, saw a fitness person write yesterday. This isn't in my notes, just came to me during the break. And over the top about suffering and how no one likes exercise. And I never, almost never reply to anything, comment on anything social media wise, but I was so tempted to say, you're wrong. And it's not all about suffering. And I love suffering. It's chosen suffering. I choose to do the races. And I'm going to talk about why and the connection to self-efficacy. But this person made it sound like it was horrible. And what's so interesting is I read this last night, held back from commenting, and then did this incredible run in a tropical storm this morning. And I loved it. So this person is wrong. And actually, someone did comment and said kind of close to what I wanted to say. And this well-known fitness person totally dismissed them. And they're wrong. They're just absolutely wrong. Don't tell me what I feel or should feel or what suffering is. Comfort zone stuff. But that goes to this absolutely essential point about why you should work out in the rain. And when I say rain, we can extrapolate that out. But for this show, we're talking about rain. You can throw in any challenging conditions is my point. But you gain self-efficacy. What is self-efficacy? It's situational confidence. And not only did I get out this morning and think, oh, it's going to be somewhat challenging. You know, it's a tropical storm. The rain is torrential. It wasn't only not as bad as I thought. It was amazingly better. And that goes to approach avoidance. That goes to stress being a choice, anxiety, things I try to teach my kids and even my wife, worrying about your kids, worrying about something that might happen, what you learn through competition, through going outside your comfort zone, through getting out the door when it's pouring rain out for a walk and thinking, oh, this is going to be challenging. more often than not, it's a positive. I felt great running. I ran fast. The temperature was great. The rain was cooling because it was warm. It was perfect. And so we learn. We learn about worry. We learn about stress, making assumptions. And in the end, the one incredible takeaway I have learned from these experiences, events, running across the Grand Canyon and back, and the show I did on that, and ties exactly into what I'm talking about here, is you just learn to be in the moment. You don't look ahead. You don't worry. Because, again, more often than not, what you think will happen won't. And that's exactly what you learn when you work out in the rain on a day like today. And it improves your mental strength. So not only do you get that physical benefit that most people won't get, so I'm going to get to in a second, most people aren't doing it on a day like today. So you're not burning the calories, you're not getting stronger, you're not getting that workout in. And add on top of that the mental strength you get from being outside on a day like today. And that leads right into the next point. I call it extra credit. But what it is you're out on a day like today. You know how many people I saw running? Zero. And you could say, yeah, that's because you're a lunatic. But I'm not. I'm not. There were two people walking. And that was exciting for me that there was, you know, other people out there getting the benefits that I've described. But this is extra credit. If you want to be different, if you want different things, if you want different results, you have to do different things. So I've said this for decades. And when I would train clients, and, you know, I often use the example of the college kid that I trained, football player, and which I rarely took on the younger kids over the years. But long story short, 5 days a week, we'd be out there working out. And I'd point out when we were at the track or on the road, wherever we were, I'd say, look around, how many other people are out here? And oftentimes it was just him and myself. You know, you gain the results when people aren't looking, when people aren't out on a day like today. So you got to do different things. If everyone is doing it, everyone's going to get the same results. And it's not half as challenging as you would think. All right. And it is a great time through this in there to the mental side. It's a great time to work on your self-talk. Although today didn't really have to do it. In other words, it wasn't super challenging. It was fun. That's my final point's going to be. But no music, just my thoughts today. You know, I don't have the waterproof gear that I used to have, which I got to invest back in. But I wouldn't even have used it today. Because this is the time to work on the self-talk, that this is fun. This is great. See, the self-talk, the thoughts you have in your head when you're out in those challenging conditions, you do not focus on the negative, you focus on the positive. And again, when you're competing, your competition who hasn't worked on this stuff has the negative self-talk going. They're thinking, oh my gosh, this rain sucks. This is horrible. Can't believe this. Can't believe how bad the weather is. No, this is awesome. You just totally reframe it. So it's an awesome time to start to work and perfect that self-talk. Two more points. I've already hit on the final one a million times because it's truly what it all comes down to. But second to last point, when you train on a day like today, it makes the good days that much better. It makes you appreciate the perfect conditions that much more. And that goes for life as well as exercise and competition. And you appreciate the good weather, but you also don't fear the inclement weather, the bad weather. So it's all good. It's all good. You know, so often people say to me, Tom, why do you have this positive outlook all the time? Because it's my choice. And I realize that the bad isn't as bad as most people think. And what you think might happen most often doesn't. And so let me just get to that final point. I started the show by saying it because I couldn't not, but I didn't want to start with it being the first point. But it's fun. It was so much fun this morning. Getting outside, pouring rain, warm, different. It was fun. It was like being a kid. It was freedom. You know, at 52, I'm still 12. If you haven't noticed that, if you listen to a bunch of shows. But it was freedom. Think back to when you were a kid and it was a rainy day and you put on your old clothes and you went out and you just splashed around in the puddles. That's what today was for me at 52. And I ran through every puddle. I didn't avoid them. I went straight through them. Just so you know, I did get some texts from people who saw me out and were like, yeah, what are you doing? It's the best run I have had in a long time. It was freedom. It was fun. It was different. It was awesome. And I can't encourage you enough, strongly enough to get out and do it. And again, that goes for you walkers, for everybody. Get out there. See that the challenging conditions are not only not challenging, they're often really fun, and you control that. And it will positively affect all aspects of your life. All right, final points, though. I talked about the safety at the start. What do you wear? It's really important. So first of all, if you have sneakers, right, and I got to do a show, still waiting to do that show, and the best running shoes and what you should spend and, you know, barefoot versus, you know, all the different kinds of running shoes, all that stuff, how long you should keep them. But I encourage you to have several pairs. So in other words, don't throw that old pair away. Today, I brought out the old pair, and those are the shoes I will run in on a day like today. So they're beaten up. They're not, you know, something I'm going to go out for a longer run in, and I'm not going to wear them frequently, but they're the beat-up shoes. They're the rainy day shoes, okay? So old sneakers, save them for a day like today. I overdressed a tiny bit, so I wore a long sleeve. I have this Power Bar Team Elite shirt that I love so much. It's super comfortable. It's tight, and it's a performance fiber, which is really important. So I should have gone with a short sleeve. I thought it was going to be a little colder. And again, the rule of thumb is when you go outside to walk, bike, well, especially walk or run, you should be a little bit chilly, right? Because you're going to warm up. Biking different because you have the wind, but you want to dress appropriately. So for me, today would have been a tight performance wear shirt and shorts. And when I say tight, I know people are like, oh, the tight stuff, you cyclist people, you triathletes. No, really important point. When I got into the outdoor shower at the end of this whole workout, and by the way, it got sunny and I'll finish with that, but I felt the chafing. So wet stuff, loose stuff, and I was over an hour, you're going to get chafing. So you got to be careful with that. So things like Body Glide that you put in those spots before you go out for a workout on a day like today will help prevent that chafing. So performance fibers, not super loose if you're running especially, and tight stuff if you're biking and walking as well. And, you know, just stay away from the cotton, the baggy, and consider using something like Body Glide. All right. Let me just finish with this. It was so much fun that towards the end of the run, it started to clear up and I was sad. Didn't want it to stop. I didn't want it to get sunny. It was getting hotter. It was back to the normal. And I wanted the different. Mix it up, people. Have fun. Build your self-efficacy. Be a kid again. Just because no one's out there doesn't mean you shouldn't be. As long as you're safe, use common sense. This is why you should run or walk or bike or do whatever you like to do outside in the rain. You will be better physically and mentally as a result. All right. It's sad. It's nice out. Such an amazing workout. All right. If you have not yet subscribed to the show, you need to. please rate, comment if you can as well. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter. So many of you reaching out. And I thank you for all your comments and questions. Lots of great content. Also, the new book is The Micro Workout Plan. The new website is Tom Holland Fitness. Many of you joining up there. That is all my content from decades being put up there. We just opened that. So there's a lot up there, but so much more will go up there as well. And if you want to go to the website, again, that I'm redoing, working on a lot here, it's fitnessdisrupted.com. Again, I'm not going to bring you the normal stuff, and I'm going to bring you stuff I'm passionate about, oftentimes that I've literally experienced within the last 24 hours. One of my greatest shows that kind of ties into that was doing the Grand Canyon show right after. What I've learned is, you know, especially when you've done this for a really long time and had so many different experiences, there's something about talking about it, putting it down on paper right away. So I want to bring you that as well. But it's all for one goal. It's to help you have your best life. I just had a PR person reach out with a very well-known fitness person to be on the show. Totally disagree with their focus, and it's more about selling products. They won't be coming on. Even though huge following would help build this audience a little bit. And as I say this, I think my producers are going to listen and go, "What? Yo, listen, we build it the right way. Done it for my entire career." All right. Thank you for listening. Get out in the rain and put pictures, tag me so I can see Tom H. Fit. All right. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.